Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Little disclaimer before we get into it. This podcast contains filter-free chats, honest advice, and topics we would quite frankly never discuss anywhere else.
We just can't be in the room together because I'm in such pain.
Oh, never talk about an ex on a first date.
I think you should be like comfortable enough with that person to be like, I've had a bad month.
I had no makeup on. I was actually quite rude. I feel bad, but I was literally like, hi, like,
hello.
How are you?
Hello. I was like, he's saying loud first. I'm good. I'm in the middle of moving. Well, I know I have been moving, but like the remaining of my moving. So
it's never ending, is it?
It's never ending. Like
I have to move all my stuff tomorrow from, so we basically moved all our stuff into the new house, like from our old flat. And our builders have been like, you can't have this all in the house. We need to like tear the place apart. So now tomorrow we have to move it all down to my dad's house. I'm like, oh God.
That's literally what happened to me. We thought we could like leave some stuff in the house and you just can't. No. They're like, no.
Yeah, literally like get it out. And I'm like, after this house is done, I'm never moving again.
No, honestly, that's exactly how I feel right now. Like I now know how you feel with actually having no base. Like,
it's, oh, it's the worst.
Jumping from house to house, it actually is the worst. Like you,
it really is.
I thought it would be fine, but Jesus, I've had like one day of it and I'm like, oh my God, kill me now, get me a house.
Are you flying back tonight or are you going to stay?
I'm flying to Spain. Yeah, I'm flying to Spain basically to Marbella, and then I fly to Ibiza for a wedding, and then I come back to London, and then I go to Ireland. So it's non-stop, really. What about
That's
you?
That's so nice, though. Ibiza, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, I'm actually really. I am really looking forward to that.
Have you booked your honeymoon?
No, I haven't booked a honeymoon. That was meant to be. But we were meant to do that the last time I went to Spain, but life just seems to be getting in the way of everything at the moment. Like, honestly, I'm trying my best to like make plans and book because I really want to get as many trips in before this one comes along. So I'm like desperate to do that. But I think I just need to get the next few weeks out of the way with all the traveling and then maybe look into it.
Do you know where you're going to go though?
I really wanted to go to, obviously we can't go too far anymore, but I really wanted to go to France, like, you know, like the French Riviera, like it's so pretty.
I love it.
Because obviously we fell in love with it more when we went to Saint-Tropez.
Me and Cameron have said we're going to do next summer when he like finishes his season, we're going to try and get like a villa out in the south of France for like a full month because he has like a month off.
Heaven, yes.
I know. And also try and take Kiki because we can drive there, so it'd be really nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fair because actually funny you say that, my brother and his girlfriend were saying that recently that they basically want to rent like a house in Italy. I don't know if it's this year or next year or when it is, and they have a dog too, and they're like asked basically, supposedly if you're under a certain, if the dog is under a certain weight, you can bring them on a plane, which I didn't know. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Well, I would never take Kiki on a plane.
Imagine Kiki. Well, Kiki's huge, but like imagine.
No, but I can imagine a small dog, but I think you have to fly. Well, I just remember Steph Pratt used to take her little like tiny dog from LA back to here, like back and forth all the time, but she was always flying business, so I was like, maybe it's allowed in business.
Yeah, I thought that as well. I just actually have a vague recollection of Lottie struggling to bring her dog back and forth, but I don't know what the reason was or I can't remember. So I don't know how, I don't think it's just to do with their weight, but I mean, what do I know? But yeah, they'd love to do that too. Oh, I'd love to do that too. But I mean, if we have a house in Spain, I guess I don't have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that'd be so nice if you get your little honeymoon / baby moon trip to South France. That'd be so good.
I'd love to. Yeah, fingers crossed we do. But I mean, fingers crossed we do. If not, I'm definitely doing something this year. If it's in France, I need to like, we need to plan a girls trip as
exactly.
well.
Like, I'm I know. To do you something. Posted that reel of like throwback to Mykonos last summer, and I was like, I'm going to cry. Oh, I don't know why, because I can easily go away, but I've just got nothing booked. But I'm just like,
no,
I probably should be saving money really, because I've got this massive house renovation. So Cameron's like, we probably shouldn't be like going on really lavish holidays. We've just had like quite a few. And I was like, oh, yeah.
It's true. Yeah. It is true. Like, I'm the exact same. Like, even going for dinner with Clara last night, I was like, I just don't even have this money right now.
Was it good? Where did you go?
It was really nice. We went to the Fox and Pheasant. She basically so nice. Lives around the corner. Yeah, and they have, like, a new
James
menu.
Blunt's pub.
Yeah, James Blunt's pub. We didn't see the famous James Blunt. James Blunt, though. To be honest, I'm so happy you should have seen this. I'm so happy I didn't see anyone I knew yesterday. You should have seen the state of me. Clara's like, oh my God. Like, she was actually being like, what happened? Like, why didn't you like dress appropriately? Like, I was wearing, because I'm so pale at the moment. Like, and when I'm pale, I'm blue. Like, I was wearing, and it was so hot yesterday. I was wearing like tights with like white dirty runners and like a black kind of flowy dress thing, and then another dress over it, and she was just like, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, but you're always like, you always make such an effort. Like, I honestly will like leave the house looking quite homeless, and I feel like you always leave the house like, when you turn up to our workout classes, like, you look really nice, you like, your hair's like good, your makeup's like kind of done, and I'm like, fucking hell, like,
yeah,
I've got greasy hair, like mismatching socks.
Yeah, that is true. I'm not used to like, not, because when I leave the house, I feel like I need to, I don't know, I always
no I know well. It's good. I always say this to Cameron, I'm like, I need to make more effort leaving the house. I literally, like, if people were to recognize me, they'd be like, Jesus Christ.
I think with you though, because you get such a nice tan, you can kind of, like, you can get away with not really dressing
in the
up.
Summer, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, and I was very embarrassed yesterday, but it's fine, I didn't bump into anyone I know, thankfully.
That's good.
Give us an update on what's going on with like your house renovations, like everything. So
the building work started last week, so that's really exciting. So I literally went, so Cameron goes in every single day, like when he's back from Belgium, I'm like, I don't want to go near it, I just want to kind of leave it alone and then come back one day and it'll all be done, because he's like, you've got to come in and see. It's literally like they're tearing down everything, like the ceiling is coming down, like, because obviously we're doing the loft, so it's all just like a pile of like rubbish and dust, and I'm just like, Christ, this is so scary, but no, it's exciting. So we're just like in the process of basically tearing everything down, and then they're like, just they said we're going to be in by Christmas, but I really don't know
really?
If that's realistic. Yeah,
if you were, that would be amazing.
I know.
It would, yeah.
It'd
I mean
so
that
good.
Is like, what are we, June? That's 6 months away, is it? Is that
yeah
away?
And to be fair, like, a lot of people on our road are doing renovations, and the builders next opposite were like, that is pretty realistic. So I mean, that would be so good if we were. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm like, I want it to be done already, but Cameron
affair,
loves like this
yeah.
stage, and I'm like, I hate this stage.
But... oh my God, that's the worst stage. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't like that stage.
How's your house stuff going? Have you found somewhere yet?
Actually, before we move into that, sorry, it's not before we move into that, but when you were saying all that, I was like, you should do your first like joint family Christmas together in like your new home. That would be really
well,
I don't
exactly
know if
because Cameron's parents are actually like, in 3 days time they're moving out of their like home that they've lived in for like 20 years. They're selling it, they're like downsizing into a 2-bedroom flat, so they're like, we're not gonna be able to host Christmas this year, so that would be really
nice.
But Lucy's going to Barbados. She's invited me and Cameron, but obviously we can't go until he has like a game on Boxing Day, so I think we're gonna try and go after that. But the flights to Barbados, oh my God,
I can imagine. Flights this year in general, they're extortionate. I don't know if it's because I guess a limited staff, like limited travel, like options, I don't know.
It's
but
two
like,
grand for economy.
Oh, that is on. I'm not even surprised. Like, I was looking at, because I was looking at different options for our honeymoon, and like one-way flights were like £400 to like places in Europe, and I was like, what?
It's
like,
honestly a joke.
I couldn't get over it.
I know. I was like, I don't know if it's worth spending like £2,000 to go to Barbados for like 5 days. So it's like a lot of money. Yeah, but yeah, no, if we do have the house in at by Christmas, it'll be really nice to like spend it with Cameron's parents, my mum, like whoever's like wants to come as well.
Yeah.
So.
That would be really cute. That was our initial plan, our original plan, when we were going to do like the UK home and everything else to have it by Christmas. But obviously everything's changed. our house situation. So what is going on? Viewed houses, don't love any of them. We're viewing two this weekend, or two or three maybe this weekend, which I'm really excited about.
That's exciting.
Yeah, because it's like in a different area. So we've been specific about like viewing around, I guess, where Charlie grew up and stuff. But I just think we need to like broaden our horizons. So we're checking out a different area. I actually think it could have been the area that Emily recommended. Or maybe not. It could
Emily Blackwell.
Yeah, she recommended an area.
Does she know Marbella well?
I don't know, but I just remember she recommended an area to me, but I don't know if it's that area or another area. There's basically two new areas we want to look at. But yeah, so I'm really excited about that because it's a whole area.
So are they old houses or new?
I honestly, I've been so busy this week, I have not even opened the link. I just trust Charlie that we're going to see something that I like.
No, I love looking at houses. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine in a hot country. I bet it's like amazing.
It is. You know, the thing is though, as well with a hot country, like you tend to like them more because you're seeing like so much goodness with like the weather and stuff. So I've like been way more open to certain properties that are honestly falling apart. And he's like, are you joking? And I'm like, but we could do so much with this. I was like, Nicholas, shut up. Like,
I mean, the last thing you want to take on is like a big renovation when you're about to have a baby as well.
I know, but it's so annoying. But yeah, I know. Like there was one property, even the estate, I was like, oh my God, there's so much we could do with this. There's so much space. He was like, Nicola, you have to knock the whole thing down and do it again. I was like, how long would that take? He's like, 2 years? I was like,
can we do it in 3 months?
Yeah, I have 3 months. What can we do? Like literally...
Make it happen.
Literally. So yeah, I'm very optimistic though about like the options. But Charlie's way more realistic, which I think it's good to have a little bit of a balance though, like
definitely,
yeah,
and take a few risks and hope I
am hopeful. Everyone like obviously keeps checking in and it's like, how's the house hunting going? And I just, I've nothing to say right now, but like our cutoff is the end of the summer. So I hope we'll find somewhere by then.
You
surely
will. You definitely will.
Yeah. So I will keep you guys posted. Exciting. I mean, we could end up living back in bloody... No, we wouldn't. I was about to say in England, but I highly doubt that will ever happen. I don't know. Oh my God, I hope not. No offense to anyone living in England, but like, you know, when we've like talked about it so much and we've set our hearts on something, you're like...
Exactly. You're like set on the idea now.
Yeah, I just want to try it. And my parents honestly couldn't be more excited.
Why are they excited?
Oh, they just, sorry, maybe we'll cut that bit out then. They're just like, they just love the, and not because I'm, my parents are so excited I'm moving further away from them. No, they're just like, it will be such a nice, like it's such a nice life for you and your like kids when they're young and like they'll be learning a new language. Yeah. And like,
it's they'll probably come over lots, hopefully.
Exactly. No, they definitely will. And that's why it's really important to have like minimum 4 bedrooms because I think I've said this before. It's just, we want to be able to like see as many people as we can and not like limit ourselves.
Definitely. That'd be so nice.
Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah. Any pregnancy updates? Or how are you feeling?
Fine, to be honest. Just growing. I'm like, that's so bad. No, I'm very happy I'm growing. I do not want it to stop growing. But like, I ordered all these clothes recently and it's so hard to dress myself now because my frame is still petite, but then I have these like big boobs and like a bump.
Yeah.
So it's just
Have you bought maternity clothes or are you just like sizing up and stuff?
I've just been sizing up. I did actually order a few pieces from, I think it's called Seraphine or something. I think you can get it on Lipsy. I ordered a few pieces recently, but I keep buying
long
sizes.
Is that like a maternity brand?
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but yeah, it's a maternity brand. And it's all like flowy dresses and like leggings and just like all maternity stuff. And I basically, because I'm used to sizing up at the moment, I sized up in all of the maternity clothes and they're literally hanging off me. Like I'm hoping they fit me at the end, but like they're so big, I don't know if they will.
Oh,
so it's so hard to know. It's a really awkward thing to dress.
You need like, I guess like tight, but like stretchy things because then they'll like be tight over the places you want it to be and then
that is true.
But yeah, I can imagine it must be so hard. Like, what do you even wear? I just want to wear like baggy t-shirts and be like, God.
Yeah, but then the baggy t-shirts, because your boobs have gotten bigger, they actually make you look bigger. So for me, actually, so I don't know if it's a tip or not, but for me, because I have like small like shoulders or like, you know, like that neck area.
Yeah.
For me, if it's better if I have like something like with a string and like a low cut, kind of like almost like a triangle shape if I'm buying a dress or like even tops, and then like the rest just flowy because
that's nice.
Tight doesn't make you feel good when you feel big, to be honest.
I saw you were wearing, you said on Instagram, like living in shirt dresses, which is probably a good thing to wear.
Yeah, I like shirt dresses. It depends on the shape of them, but shirt dresses are great if they have, I feel like, a button them at the front because of the boobs again. But yeah, no, they're so comfy. I mean, I'll probably be living in shirt dresses all summer. And I am lucky it's happened. Well, I was going to say, look, the biggest part of me is going to be winter. I don't know what I'm going to wear then. You won't see me, right? So we had our 20-week scan. Did I mention that? I think I may have mentioned that last. Maybe I did mention it. I think I mentioned it in the last episode, potentially, not sure. But everyone keeps asking, did we find out the gender? And with the NHS, they said that they cannot tell you 100%. They were like, they can give us an idea, but they won't tell us, for fact.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
And, I swear everyone like finds out the gender though. So how do they do that privately?
Well, yeah. So that's they were like, you can pay for it to be like 100% fact, but like, they were like, we can tell you it's what it's most likely going to be. But I said this to someone recently, and they were like, supposedly someone, I don't know what it was, but like, they were like, a friend of mine got told her baby was a girl and then it came out a boy. And I was like, imagine that happened. Yeah. Like, I mean, you'd obviously be happy either way, it's healthy, but like, you just...
No, you'd be so surprised. Jesus, and like, yeah. So do you think you're going to find out then?
I don't care. Like, I don't care enough, if you get me, whether it's a boy or a girl, to actually go and pay for it. But he does desperately want to know. So maybe we'll see. We might. I don't know though.
I really feel like you're having a girl.
I was about to say predictions. We've done this before, have we? You've definitely said, girl.
I really, really think, I honestly, like, 90%, 99% sure you're having a girl. Don't know why. Just I just think that.
I mean, I'd love a little girl. Like, I would.
Yeah.
I would love one of each. But, like, I don't know why. I always thought from the start girl, but then you just don't know.
No,
my aunt,
don't.
I actually...
Are you going to do any of those, like, old wives' tales?
I don't know. My aunt, the other day, I went to see her and she, like, literally, I came in and she just, like, held my stomach for a minute. And, like, I was like, I wonder what she's doing. I guess she's just feeling it to, like, feel the bump. She's like, it's a girl. It's a girl. I was like, really? She's like, I can just tell. I was like, okay.
Oh my god.
I know. I
she
am getting
can.
Maybe. Like, people are saying because I'm like small and I'm holding it low, I think, which I don't know if it's a wives' tale or not. But maybe. I mean, who knows?
What the wives' tales are.
Yeah.
There's like a few things you can do.
Oh, to mean to change it into a girl or what? No,
to find out. To find out.
To change it. Nicola, God. Charlie is just like terrified about me having another one of me. He's like, can you please just start meditating? He was like, we can't have two of you. He's like, it's just not, it can't happen. I'm like, it's fine. I was like, I won't put up with another one of me.
Good job. It'll be a combo of the two.
Yeah, hope so. Do you know what as well? Because I'm really hoping it has his colouring. And you know, I always think babies look like their dad. So maybe it will.
That's good.
Yeah.
But why do you want it? What? Because you just don't like.
Because I'm bright.
Pale.
Yeah, I'm blue. Like, I don't have a nice. I wish I had
your
colouring.
You're like an
actually.
English rose.
Oh, stop! No, I mean, I don't. I mean,
no, honestly, one of Grace. So Grace, my sister-in-law, one of her best friends just got married, and she said her bride inspiration was you.
Stop it! Really?
I know.
So cute.
And she's like, because we have similar like complexions.
Oh, fair.
Although she said her bride inspiration was you, and I saw her dress, it's literally completely opposite to you. So I was like, what part of Nicholas did you take in so far? I'm confused. But yeah, she said that.
Oh, God, I really want to see now.
Yeah, I'll send you after.
Yeah. But I think. Is that all my pregnancy updates? I was reading the poo fart. I wrote down poo fart in my notes. This is so funny. This actually isn't a fear of mine anymore, but before I got pregnant, I had this like really bad fear that like, because people say your digestion's like messed up and like you're farting all the time and like just everything goes wrong. And I had this really bad fear, like I wouldn't be able to like physically control myself around Charlie, and we don't like fart or any of that kind of stuff. But it's actually okay. Yeah, there was a few nights at the start. I was like, we just can't be in the room together because I'm in such pain. Like, you need to leave. I need to be relaxed. Because, like, it's
nothing worse. There is literally nothing worse than having to, like, be aware of that and being like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Literally, one of Cameron's, Cameron's best friend went on a date with this girl recently. He stayed the night and he's like, I didn't sleep the whole night because he's like, I was so scared I was going to fart.
Oh, stop. That's so, isn't it so shit? It's such a thing. I can't believe boys think it as well. I don't know why I didn't think they did.
Yeah, no, they definitely do.
Yeah.
God, yeah, I think it's nice that you guys don't in front of each other. Like, me and Cameron don't either. I don't really, up to couples if they want to, but I just think, like, kills the romance eventually.
Same. Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's not for me. Even my friends. Like, I know friends that fart in front of each other. No, I just... Yeah, just I can't do it. I just, it makes me feel sick.
I know. You're going to have to be careful when you actually, well, I think you'll be the last thing on your mind, but when you give birth.
Oh, I know. My cousin actually took, because I was seeing loads of my family the other day when I was in Ireland, and my cousin was saying that she, when she was giving birth, she like pooed herself, which obviously is so common. And the lady was like something like you've just had an accident. I just need to clean it up. She's like, oh my God, let me clean that up. No, like mid giving birth. Like, she was so embarrassed.
Oh my God. I think I'd be the same.
I'd be so embarrassed. Someone actually as well asked me the other day, would I be recording the birth? And I was like, not the physical actually coming out of my vagina, but no. Some people do. They do, like, and like, I think like bloggers and like, or vloggers or whatever, but no, there's no way. Imagine.
Absolutely not.
Even for my own personal use, I don't think I'd even want to see that. Yeah,
like, I don't think you'd want to watch that back.
No, like not a chance. Like, also, I think that whoever was saying it to me, oh, I just remembered it was my cousin that said to me, hi, Rachel. My cousin was saying to me as if Charlie would be down at the end. I was like, there's not a chance Charlie is watching from that end. He'll be right beside my head and not going anywhere.
Exactly. It's like Kourtney Kardashian giving birth, like, on their TV show. Like, it's mental. I just can't.
Mental. Like, didn't she pull her baby out of her vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not going to be me. I'm not like, no. But they do give, don't they hand you the baby though? I think when it comes out, they do hand you the baby and the umbilical cord's still. Do I have to?
Are you
going to
let Charlie cut the umbilical cord?
I don't know if he'll want to. We haven't even discussed that. It's not me. No. If he wants to, I mean, he can.
Are you going
to
eat your placenta?
Oh my God, I was talking about this the other day. Actually, I went for dinner with a few of my Irish friends and I was like, so are you guys going to eat your placenta? And they're like, are you taking the piss, Nicola?
I would do that.
So I thought it was like a good thing, and you see all over Instagram the placenta pills, blah blah blah, and then I actually researched it, and I don't know if it actually is. I know? But yeah, I would have done it too. I was like, have you seen what a placenta looks like?
Yes, it's vile.
Oh my God, it's so bad. And I was.
But you can get it made into pills.
Yeah, no, I know. Obviously you're not going to cook it up in the frying pan and eat it. Like, it's still so disgusting. No, I don't think. I mean, if it's the best thing for the baby, yeah, but I've heard other stories and I Googled, basically, I don't know.
Probably,
if it
probably like makes no difference, does it?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, quite a few episodes ago, we said about sharing shocking date stories and then we never read them out.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we should read them out this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I said I'd share mine. I was trying to think about it and trying to think if I actually had like a shocking date story. And I was like, I haven't actually been on that many dates, but the only thing I can say was shocking was in Bali a few years ago, I met a guy on my last night there. And it wasn't really a date because I met him on a night out, but I ended up kissing him. It was the worst kiss ever. Like, I'm not even joking. Like,
I remember this. This is after an ex-boyfriend literally just,
yeah, we'd just broken up. It was my first kiss of single life. And I was like, is this what it is? Like, this is terrible. And he was actually a pilot. And I was flying back the next day to London. So I'm in the airport the next day and my friend's messaging me being like, that guy's trying to get your number. And I was like, do not give it to him. I don't want to see him. Like, I don't know. Like, no, nothing. Like, I kissed him. He dropped me home. That was that.
Oh.
Anyway, I know. So I was like, don't give him my number. She's like, okay. So I'm sitting in the airport, like waiting for my flight. And suddenly I hear him being like, hey. And I was like,
oh
my God, he's managed to track me down in the airport. Oh God!
Oh, he stalked you. That's honestly the worst. And like, if you were hungover and stuff.
Yeah, I was hungover. Like, I was about to get my flight. I had no makeup on. I was actually quite rude. I feel bad, but I was literally like, "Hi!" Like,
I would have been the same.
Take the hint. Like, yeah. I didn't want to They didn't want this like romantic like meet up in the airport. Like, no.
Yeah, and like if you think about it, people might say, "Oh, that's so, like as in like we're being mean kind of thing." But if you think about it, it's the other way around. If a girl did that to a guy, the guys would be like, "What a freak!
Crazy.
Like, what a story!"
Yeah. No, that was pretty. Not great.
What a horrible introduction to single life.
Yeah, I know. I would say this is depressing, but no, it got a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's read out some. So one person sent in, after the first date, he booked us a trip away without telling me and then got mad that I wouldn't go.
Jeez, that's intense. Oh my God. That reminds me of a date. I went on a date in London before, or maybe I'd been in a couple of dates with this guy, and like he it's safe to say he liked his drink. And I remember being sober with him one day, and he was like basically trying to get me to go to, I think it was Paris for the day. And I don't know, part of me was like, fuck it, but I think maybe I had a couple of drinks. I think maybe when I had a couple of drinks, I was like, oh, fuck it. And then when I sobered up that evening, I was like, imagine. And I didn't even like he was a nice guy, but like I didn't like him, like
it's
him
like
kind of thing.
Fine line between being really spontaneous and being like, why not, and then the other part being like, actually I don't even know you.
You have to be like infatuated, I think, early days to do something like that.
She obviously did very well on the first date that he liked.
Fair play to her. What's the second one? He called me difficult in the middle of dinner. Yeah, you just shouldn't do that. He called me like, imagine, I mean, she was being difficult, but now you can't do that. Just shut your mouth and never call her again.
No, exactly. Difficult. That's like a really horrible word to be called as well.
Really horrible. Like, I know I am difficult, but I would hate for someone to call me difficult.
Okay, next one. He got drunk, started crying about his ex, and insisting he was over her.
Oh my God.
Oh, never talk about an ex on a first date.
No. And even if they
I've done that.
You cried?
No, you talked not cried, about but like non-stop spoken about an ex. And
have
like,
you?
Yeah, but like when I was like 16 and he was like, I was in Wagamama's, he's like, I don't think you're over him. And I was like, I am.
Oh, that's fair. If you're 16, like your emotions are all over the place then. Like, I think we kind of know better now. So I wonder what age these two are. But yeah, no, I only talk about an ex if it's like far into it, you know? If it's like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's brought up, but not in a like, I want you back way. God.
No.
So next one is, thought he needed to eat all the meat on the menu. I'm vegan. Oh, he just ordered loads of meat when she was vegan. Yeah, I don't think that's great.
Yeah, some people don't really get it.
No, like I don't like eating meat around you or Lucy, like as in, because I just feel bad. I'm
but
like,
some people do. Like, I think people just don't realize that it's like a like, and I'm like, I'm not gonna stop someone from ordering what they want to order. But obviously, if he's ordering like steak and like ribs, like, and you're on your first date, you'd be a bit like, oh.
Such a turn. I kind of think that's a bit disrespectful as well, but maybe some people just don't see it the way though, like me, like we would see it kind of thing. Even though I'm not vegan, like I know that you look at that plate and it's like, that is a dead animal, like on the plate essentially. Like, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's obviously not a match. I remember going on a date with a guy and I said I was vegan, and then like a few hours later he's like, oh, just fucking eat meat or something, and I was like, Christ,
the cheek. This is, I know, I feel like I remember, I like, that,
yeah, and I was like, right, well, this is not good. No. So lucky that Cameron was veggie when I met him.
Yes, yeah, so lucky. I mean, what's that saying? When the worlds collide. What is this?
When the stars align.
When the words worlds collide. I am honestly, I need to be seen. Oh God, what's the next one?
A walk in the woods and he said, I could kill you now and nobody would know. He didn't.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus,
I feel like that's something I would say.
I think it's okay if it came from you, but coming from like a guy you've just met in the middle of the woods, like I think I'd start running. Or just like start texting my mum, or I don't know.
That's definitely like a lockdown date, walk in the woods.
Yeah, so it is. Okay, next one. Met this guy, he didn't look like his photos at all. Been edited quite a lot, then we ordered drinks. He hid behind the pillar, so I had to pay. What?
Oh no.
Well, that's so, like, strange.
I don't understand people who, like, catfish themselves. Like,
no.
You turn up and then you're like, God, you look completely different.
Yeah, it's too awkward too. Like, obviously I do tweak my photos, but you can't change, like... That actually reminds me, I saw this Daily Mail article. I don't know who this person was, I can't remember the name, but it's like a lady in her, like,
80s, and they were showing what she looks like in reality to what she looks like on her Instagram, for example. And it's like Facetune times like 100. Like it's so scary. Like, and she's like 80 something. She's had so much filler. I know. She's had so much work done. God love her.
Like, and him hiding behind the pillar and not and letting her pay. That's like, I always think on a first date, like the guy should get the first round.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just, I know, like, I don't, that's, I know, so maybe some people might think that's sexist, but I agree.
I think
it's lovely. Yeah, I think it's a lovely, like, thing to do. Like, yeah it's not definitely. Sexist at all. Like, I think it's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, and then, like, you would get, like, the second one, like, I just think it's nice for them to, for the first round. If he's, like, hiding behind the pillar, that's just, like,
oh my God, so I'd die. I think I'd call him out. Like, are you okay? Like,
do you want me to get these?
Like, yeah. I'd try and embarrass him. I'd be like, oh, so am I getting these? Oh, we have a listener question. Do we have a listener question?
Yeah.
Hey, girls. First of all, love your pod. Patiently waiting for you to be back. We're so happy to be back.
We're back.
And it was so nice to have a little, like, nice little response as well.
Yeah.
Because you kind of like, yeah, you forget. Anyway, question. What's one of your favourite restaurants in central London that's not too expensive? I live in Scotland, but I'm coming down to see a friend who's having an awful time at the moment and want to take her out for a nice dinner. She's vegan. Thanks. I feel like this is more you than me.
I'm trying to think, like, not too expensive. I would go somewhere that has, like, vegan options, maybe.
Yeah.
Mildred's is really nice, actually, in Soho. Have you been there?
Yeah, it is nice. It's that really small place, right?
Yeah, you can't book it, so you have to kind of, like, turn up, and they always say it's going to be, like, a 45-minute wait, and it never is. It's always, like, 15 minutes, and that's really cute.
It is cute, but it's not fancy, I feel. It's not, like, a
night out. Yeah, it's not fancy, exactly. It's not, like, too... Oh, does she want, like, a night out?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because if her friend's having a bad time, she wants to go to, like, a buzzy place. I was thinking that place in Notting Hill, is it ULI? But it's expensive. It's not really cheap.
ULI? I've not,
you know, like
there.
ULI or something. I think you have. Have you not? It's really nice.
In Notting Hill. Yeah, I was thinking Gold, because Gold does, like, really nice vegan dishes, but that's really pricey.
Yeah. So, what's reasonable? I'm trying to think. But I've had nice.
Have you been to the ping pong?
Like, no, where's that?
It's like a chain of them, and they do, like, dim sum and, like, sort of, like Chinesey dishes. They're really good, and they do lots of veggie options, so you could always do that and then, like, go somewhere else after.
Whereabouts are they? Like,
they've
Soho?
Got like loads. They've got like Soho, like where else, like, they're just, like, dotted all around, like, but if she's looking for something in Central, there's definitely one in Central, so I would check that out. Even the Ivy sometimes is just quite nice. Like, they do a vegan menu.
Yeah, and I don't think the Ivy's that overpriced.
I don't
think it's quite reasonable, quite nice, like,
yeah,
for what you're getting, and, like, the setting is so nice. So, like, yeah, that is actually a good shout. I might have a think and share some. Well, we should have a think and share some vegan options on Instagram.
Yes.
Tiff, is it? Oh, you said, Nicola, do you read? And this in the comments, I thought you were like, Nicola, you read. I was like, I don't read books.
Yeah, I wrote down, Nicola, do you read? But I was thinking, I can't imagine she does.
Unfortunately,
but I was thinking, so boring, but I really want to get into it because I feel like it's a good way to, like, de-stress. It's a good way to switch it off. And it's, like, something nice to do that's not, like, on your phone. But
that
I
is
also
true.
Like, yeah, and I don't really love, like, is it fiction or non-fiction? I don't love the ones that are not real. Is that non-fiction?
I'm the same, yeah. Although...
That's fiction. I don't love fiction books. But then, like, maybe they are the better ones for switching off because they are just, like, a bit of...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think now because, like, fiction as well would be, like, some movie just came into my head there. It's a book. It was based on a book and now I can't remember what it is. Gone Girl. I think that was based on a book. So I'd say reading something like that would be... I think I'd try
that would be good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to say I'd love some recommendations from listeners of, like, good books that people are reading at the moment because I really... do actually, I think it's good for your brain. I think it's like a good way to switch off. So I never read. Like, I haven't read a book in so long. I went on 2 like beach holidays and I didn't take one with me. So yeah.
It's because it's because of our job. I honestly think that's why we don't, because, like, we spend so much time on our phone, like, trying to read.
And I'm always like, oh, I should be, like, doing this instead, or, like, oh, I could be doing that. So I'm like, oh, I'm not going to read. Yeah, Cameron reads as well. He's got literally, like, 5 books on his bedside table. So I'm like...
That's so nice. It's such a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's great to, like, just keep your brain active.
Yeah, exactly. And Lily was saying, actually, our friend who I was with earlier this week, she's reading, and she's like, I think it's really like important. So I was like, okay, I need to be hooked to the book, otherwise I'm just not gonna read it. Like if I read like the first few pages and then I'm switching off, like it's not gonna happen. So I need some good ones.
Do you know what we should do? We should like challenge ourselves to read a book like by a certain point this year, and then like let it, or we could read the same book if
people send in like the same one.
Yeah, let's do that, and we can review it. Okay, so we'll ask the listeners, and then we'll like pick a book out of like the most recommended or something.
Definitely. Okay.
Oh my
perfect.
God, look at us go! So cute. I know. I'll like be sitting hopefully in the sun and staying reading my book.
I'll sitting in the rain.
No, but the second I get a house, you can come over. So fingers crossed. It happens soon. Yeah, like that is the dream.
That would be the dream.
Okay, should we get into our dilemmas?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, I hate reading dilemmas. I always fuck them up. Hello both. I've recently discovered your podcast and I'm a massive fan, literally binging through all the episodes. I'm obsessed with Tiffany's wedding pictures. So in love. Yeah, they were very nice, to be fair.
Oh, and
I
really cute.
Yeah, they were. And I think and I think you're the best to help me out. I need tips on how to chill as a bride. I'm exactly a month to go to my wedding and I'm super anxious and nervous. Main issue is that I live in London and I'm planning to have a wedding in my hometown, which is Madeira, so Portugal. And there's always time and there's a lot of details that I still don't have sorted out because no one gets back to me. How can I chill? I think that stressed you out, Tiff.
That would really stress me out. I'm getting stressed reading it. I'm like, fucking hell. But no, I fully, like, I had the same, even though I planned my wedding in England, like, I had some really laid-back people that did certain parts of the wedding, and it would really stress me out because I'd be like, they're not replying, or they'd be like, yeah, all good, like, we'll get it sorted or stuff. I don't know if there's any way of, like, controlling your feelings, because you're obviously that just that type of person who wants to be organized and wants it all done, and you're not going to feel relaxed until it is done. So I don't know if there's a way of like controlling it, but I think you just kind of have to trust that it all falls into place, because it really just does.
Yeah, and like if you're paying these people, like it's in their interest to like to complete the job, so surely they will get there in the end, even if they're kind of like dilly-dallying or whatever right now. Like they will get there. That is stressful though. I'd find that would make me anxious. I wonder if she has a planner though, because that would be ideal. And if she's maybe like planning, like,
I'm sure you'll be going out to Portugal like before the wedding, so maybe try and go out there like a week or, if, you know, with time, so you can kind of meet up with these people and like run through all the finer details. I'd say the last week before the wedding is like crunch time, where you get everything fully done. So maybe make sure you're in Portugal then. And is it Portugal?
Yeah.
Madeira. And then, you know, chat with them all and get it all finalized. But honestly, it all falls into place. And like, even if like certain little details don't go exactly how you expected, like no one notices.
Exactly. They really don't. Like you just, once everyone's fed and have enough drink, they'll be fine.
Exactly. So I really, don't stress, and just, make sure you get out there like a week before or something and chat to them.
Yeah, because that's probably when all the suppliers are kind of aiming in their head to do it all. So unfortunately, I know you'd rather have a plan sooner, but just have everything else that's in your control planned.
Exactly. Okay, next one. Hello, girls. I love your podcast. I was wondering if you guys could talk about financial matters in your relationships, starting from a first date to the wedding and daily expenses. Who pays on a date? Do you split expenses for trips, wedding and in the general topic of money?
Right. We have briefly spoken about money and like joint accounts and stuff before.
Yeah, me and Cameron have got a joint Monzo, so we really do just split majority. Like the wedding, we split. I don't see a split because we're married now. But yeah, we just both put in like a set amount each month to our joint Monzo. I honestly think joint Monzo is like a great thing to do because it's so easy. Yeah. Obviously, there'll be times where we go out for dinner and stuff, and he'll be like, "This is on me. Like this is my treat." And on holiday and stuff, he'll do that. In general, we do like split a lot of things, which I think works really well.
Yeah, you guys do it slightly different to us. We do need a bank account. But for me, I would want the bank account just purely for bills. I wouldn't want, and like household appliances or like
for the baby kind of thing, or like for like trips, that kind of
stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to use that account for like our dinners and stuff. I wouldn't want to use that account. And I, or sorry, the boring stuff like groceries and like, I probably actually have an account. Yeah, I have an, we will eventually, when we have the house, we will definitely get a joint bank account. I'll have a joint bank account, and then I'll have maybe like three accounts within it where it's like, you know, like cleaning, household, all that kind of stuff, rent. I don't know. I'll just, I'll split it into like, into sections.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I like when we go out for dinner and it's like, you get this one, you get this one. Let's split, let's split it. Or like, it really depends on like our financial status at that time. Like who pays for water if we split it or blah, blah, blah. But when did we start talking about money? When did you start talking about money? With like Cameron, was it ever a discussion or like?
We actually bought a flat together pretty early into our relationship, so we kind of had to speak about money then because obviously we're getting a mortgage together. So I guess that kind of like was quite early on, but obviously, but in the start, like he was very, very generous and like really did like cover a lot of things. But obviously, I made sure I paid my way because I would hate to be the girl who like didn't ever get her wallet out. Like I was just, I'm never like that person. So yeah, we did speak about it early, but we actually had the conversation now. Like now we're married, we're like, do we? Because he's got a property that he owns and I've got a property that I own, and we were like, do we like merge them, like, or do we just keep them separate? Like, so it's a, there's a lot of things to think about, but I'd always want my own bank account because I'd always like to be able to like go out with the girls and not like be like him, be like, oh, you spent, you know, a lot last night, or like, you know, buy him a present and not that come out of the joint account. So yeah, I think it's always important to have your own account as well.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, like I couldn't not have my own account. No. I think with you guys though, like why not just keep, I mean, I'm not giving you, I mean, you do you, but I'd probably keep each property in my own name. Don't you know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't think there's any benefit to us merging like our names on the properties. Like I don't see that there's any benefit. No, although his is nicer than mine, so maybe there is.
I love that. It's like if you're in the like, what's the word, the minority.
You're in the
like,
up.
Yeah. But yeah, and she stands here like, who do you split the expenses for trips? So that it really depends. Like for example, like if I'm doing better, then like I would front more. If he's doing better, he'll front more. Like it very much depends. Yeah, because like his, like as in obviously we know our work isn't what's the word,
stable.
Yeah, and he like his work is a lot of commission based, so it really just depends on the financial status. I don't think like one per, like I think it just has to be fair. Like you kind of, I guess it's an awkward one though at the start to like have to be like, not, you don't have to be like, but like to like, I never ask people what they earn because like,
oh my god,
it's just but like even like I know what he earns now because like obviously it's been however many years,
I still
but
don't.
It wouldn't have been well there you go, like it wouldn't have been a question at the start. Like I don't, like if someone wants to tell me, that's fine, like let them tell me kind of thing, but like I just, it's not, you don't, you shouldn't.
No, yes,
I just think you should be I just think you should be like comfortable enough with that person to be like, I've had a bad month. Is it okay if like you like
definitely.
We do like a third to two thirds on like this holiday or something? Like we we do tend to do stuff like that. And the wedding. So did you, you don't have to divulge this, but like, you know, the way traditionally it's like the father of the bride pays that.
I think
that's, well, that tradition's gone, but I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, no, that is the tradition. So my dad contributed like a really like generous amount. And then me and Cameron paid for like the rest, which it actually wasn't like that much after what we used from my dad. But yeah, for the, so my dad contributed like, and then we covered the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, that's, I guess that's the traditional way to do it. But I actually was speaking to, who was I? Actually, yeah, I was speaking to someone recently and they were like, yeah, their dad's paying for everything. But I feel like that's such an old, I think, and also, again, it depends on the parents' financial status. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Our families and ourselves, we all just kind of came together for the wedding.
That's really nice.
Yeah, like it was all really, really even. But I
as
guess
in like his parents gave same as your parents?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
That's so good.
Like I'm sure it wasn't to like a T, but like it was like even like our, we all did, like it's like myself and Charlie, say like my parents, his parents, like everyone kind of contributed like basically the same amount. Which I thought was nice. Yeah, I thought it was
nice.
Yeah,
that's really nice. I agree with you. I think it depends on a situation. Like, say a bride and groom come together and for some reason the groom's parents are like mega wealthy and the bride's parents aren't, then like that would be really nice if the, you know, groom's parents contributed.
Yeah.
So I think it does depend, and like You know, some people may be in the situation where, like, their parents can't contribute anything and they have to cover it themselves. I think exactly. That's the more modern way.
Yeah, that is, exactly. It is the more modern way. I have friends that, like, yeah, their parents just weren't financially able to give them anything. Yeah. So they fronted the wedding themselves. And I think when it comes to those sort of weddings, I think that's when you can be, not you can be more cutthroat, but, like, you know, it's so much money for someone to spend. Exactly. Like, that I think you should really just do what you want to do and not feel definitely. Pressure of other people. Yeah, so they were, I liked those dilemmas. They weren't, like, very, like, love-based. They were, like, you know.
I guess. They're more, like, about life situations. Mm. I like those dilemmas as well.
Yeah, send good more ones. Of
thanks,
them.
Guy.
Thank you.
So we've come to the end of the podcast. That was actually, like, breaking, a really nice
breaking into
song.
Tune. Yeah, breaking into song.
No, that was actually such a nice catch-up.
It was.
As always, guys, you can message us or voice note us on whatwedontpostpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a DM at whatwedontpostpodcast.
Yes, and if you're loving the podcast, can you please give us a five star review and subscribe. I don't know why, but, like, people always say subscribe, so I'm assuming it means something.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it must do.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.